Book 10. Night in the Camp. A Foray. They slept then, all the rest, along the shipways, captains of Achaea, overcome night long by slumber. But their high commander, Agamemnon, lay beyond sweet sleep, and cast about in tumult of the mind. As when the lord of fair-haired Hera flashes, bringing on giant storms of rain or hail or wintry blizzard, sifting on grey fields, or the wide jaws of drear in bitter war, so thick and fast the groans of Agamemnon came from his heart's core, and his very entrails shook with groaning. Ah, when he looked out in wonder and dismay upon the plain where fires burned, a myriad before Troy, and heard flute sounds and pipes, nocturnal hum of men encamped there, when he looked again at his Achaeans and their ships, before high Zeus he tore his hair out by the roots and groaned. Groaned from the well of his great heart. But this expedient came into his mind. To visit Nestor, first of all, and see what plan, if any, could be formed with him, some well-wrought plan that might avoid the worst for the Danaans. And, rising, he pulled his tunic on over his ribs, and tied his smooth feet into good rawhide sandals, took a great tawny lion skin for mantle, dangling to his heels, and gripped a spear. Now Menelaus, like his brother, shaken, lay unsleeping, open-eyed, foreboding anguish for the Argives who had come for his sake many a long sea-mile to Troy to wage the daring war. He rose and cloaked his broad back with a spotted leopard skin, picked up a bronze-rimmed helmet for his head, and took a long spear in his fist to go arouse his brother, lord of all the Argives, whom as a god the common folk revered. He found him buckling on his handsome baldric close to the ship's stern, and he turned in joy to see Menelaus come.